October is Scary Movie Month. In theaters, you can find vampires,
zombies,
haunted swamps,
serial killers.
Commentator Mia Mast says what scares us on screen has a lot to do with what scares us in real life.
Horror movies are collective nightmares. They represent the social anxieties of a given moment. In the 1930s, Frankenstein was an allegory for the greed of robber barons.
So that's how it began.
By the 1950s, giant pods from outer space symbolized our fears of the Red Menace and our anxieties about nuclear weapons.
Suddenly, while you're asleep, they'll absorb your minds, your memories, and you're reborn into an untroubled world.
During the Vietnam War, communism was still considered an infectious ideology that could spread like a disease.
No!
Monsters in Night of the Living Dead and Rosemary's Baby were inside our hometowns, our minds, even our wombs.
He has his father's eyes.
What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy.
What do today's scary movies reveal about American fears? Well, they're a lot like the Vietnam era. There were vampires and zombies then. There are vampires and zombies now. Monsters are malleable metaphors. They can symbolize anxieties over wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, environmental holocaust, and technological disaster. In theaters now, Let Me In is a vampire film about the horror of adolescence.
I need blood to live. But how old are you? Really? 12. Been 12 for a very long time.
The deadly games and adolescent bullying depicted here make human beings seem like monsters. They also reflect Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay. Zombies are often used to critique capitalism. The mindless and insatiable undead represent our rampant consumerism. The Resident Evil franchise blames the zombie plague on a biological weapons company.
He's gonna land. Get all the stuff out of the way, quick, go!
Land? Yeah, land.
And this generation has a new subgenre, reality horror, which uses documentary techniques to make movies look like real events recorded by ordinary people. Years ago, horror films relied on elaborate monsters, exotic locations. Reality horror suggests terror lurks in the everyday. This season's reality offerings include Paranormal Activity 2, and The Last Exorcism. These are scary movies for the iProduct generation, teens who've owned cameras since grade school.
The prints stop over here.
This would be a trap. Please, let's go.
For a generation that can record even the most mundane activities, it makes sense that their frightful days and nights look as much like YouTube videos as Frankenstein, Dracula, and Rosemary's Baby.
Mia Mask is the author of Divas on Screen, Black Women in American Film. She teaches at Vassar College.